Proclamation number 4601, dated the March 30th, 1949. Test the spirits. Act of salvation. Criterion: Jesus Christ. By the contents of the proclamations, it is easily established whose spirit reveals itself, and attention must always be paid as to whether and in what way the Divine Redeemer is mentioned, because this is of greatest importance in the scrutiny of mystic proclamations. If Jesus Christ is acknowledged as Redeemer of the world, then it is the most certain guarantee that the proclamation has come from above, that the Spirit of God speaks through a person who is receptive to Him, hears His voice and passes it on as His word. In that case, the human being need not have the slightest qualms anymore, and he can be certain that purest truth touches his ear and that he fulfills God's will by distributing the word from above. Then he will have reached a particular degree of maturity which allows for a direct transfer of truth, for the act of salvation is a mystery which can only be unveiled when the necessary understanding for it exists in a human being. Only when a person is in contact with the spiritual kingdom himself, which enables a direct communication, will he understand Christ's act of salvation, that is, he will be able to comprehend and explain the problem of Jesus Christ, God, because the miracle which turned Jesus Christ into a divine man is paralleled by this person's spiritual activity, even though to an incomparably lesser extent. Nevertheless, Jesus' divinity is no longer a question for him, and he can also explain it to his fellow human beings with conviction, because the act of God's spiritual working is taking place in him, which is evidenced by the received spiritual knowledge from above. Anyone who therefore conducts an examination in order to establish which forces are at work during such a transmission will soon become convinced of the truth, providing he is not impervious to the Book of the Fathers or rejects it. God will not leave his own in doubt, and he will never leave a person who desires the truth in ignorance. And so he himself advised people to test the spirits whether they are of God, and at the same time specified the criterion of truth and that of error. For this reason, people can unhesitatingly advocate the truth of the received proclamations from above. Not even the slightest doubt need troubles their heart, for Jesus Christ offers himself as a touchstone, because his adversary will never acknowledge him in his human manifestation or inform people of Christ's act of salvation. Jesus himself says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Single quote. Thus anyone who walks with him, who speaks on his behalf, who professes him, must also know the truth without fail and cannot go astray. Consequently, proclamations pertaining to him and his act of salvation can never be inspired by the adversary, who will not mention his name. They must absolutely be acknowledged and judged as divine working, otherwise faith in God's word as well as the process of the working of the Spirit would be invalid, which, however, gives evidence of itself through the reception of spiritual proclamations. Anyone who hears the voice of the Spirit within himself will also be able to refute all objections, yet only find credence where the Spirit can likewise be at work, albeit not as obviously as with the recipient of spiritual proclamations. Someone who is influenced by negative forces will seek to portray everything of a divine nature as implausible, for it is the sign that God's adversary is at work by trying to plunge people into confusion, because he fights the truth and would like to extinguish the light from the heavens. Therefore you are given an indication which you need only pay attention to in order to be able to judge clearly and to reject the evil influence, so that you can endorse the truth within yourselves as well as towards your fellow human beings. And you can rest assured that God himself will support those who are working for him, because it is his will that the pure truth shall be spread and continue to exist, but that he will also separate the chaff from the wheat. Amen.